And so it begins. We now know who Daniel O'Donnell and the other Strictly Come Dancing celebrities have been paired with for the 13th series of BBC One's popular ballroom show. All eyes on the programme on Saturday night, and the man of the moment is on the line. Daniel O'Donnell, good morning to you.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're all over the papers.
Oh, my God. It's some experience. There's no doubt about it. I never envisaged myself on Strictly, but it's great fun already. Now, it's terrifying, too, I have to say, and I have a nervous feeling in my stomach nearly all the time at the thought of it all, but it's a lot of fun, and even Saturday night, although we didn't have to dance too much, it was, you know, nerve-wracking, and when we were learning that dance, like, you don't realise that the camera's really not on you at all, but you still go on and they start teaching you these moves, and honest to God, I was struck to the floor for the first 2 hours on the rehearsal. I couldn't put right, left or centre. But then you get into it and try your best, and it really is, it's amazing, the atmosphere, the scale of the show is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
You have 1.5 packs, have you, by now?
Oh, my God, I don't even know if I ever have a pack.
What was it you said to your dance partner, Christina, about your six, or was it the host?
I just said that if she's able to do that, we'll praise the Lord, because that's a big task. That might be even harder than to get me to dance.
I know your family were pretty nervous. There was a big get-together at home watching you as well.
That's right, yes. Well, you know, I suppose it's such a big show, and we would have watched it, I mean, down through the years. We love it, and I know Kathleen and them all love it too. And they're very, always very up to date with Strictly, and they all got together, a lot of them got together on Saturday night just to watch the first show, and it's great fun, Sean. I mean, everybody that's involved is so helpful, and all the people taking part, I would never have met any of them, not really. I met Katie Denham, and I met Carol Kirkwood, you know, a few times when you'd be doing the breakfast TV and that, but not really met them. And they're all so, I don't know whether we're all in the same boat and, you know, trying to do the same thing, that you have that sort of connection immediately. But I have to say, it's there's a great atmosphere among everybody.
I was going to say, it's a bit like the opening of a musical or something, because everybody's in it together. You must all be nervous for the first night.
Yes, and I think the nerves will go on, because, you know, I would have, every time I watch the show, especially if it's somebody Irish, like when Glory or Dermot Gavin or Nicky Byrne or them were on, and they'll be coming out to dance, you know, that period when they're showing the VVT and then they announce them to come on, and I'm thinking, God, what are they just thinking? I must be well nervous. And now I'm going to be in that position on, you know, that at that time before I come out, it's just, I can't grasp it at all, you know.
I suppose if you think about it too much, you'd get even more nervous.
I know.
I was listening to a reviewer from one of the national papers on BBC Ulster yesterday, and he gave you a terrific review, and he really did tip you to go far. I mean, because he said, other than the fact that you've got this huge fan base that'll be picking up the phones and vote for you, he said it really is a real competition, and it is, you know, he was knocking X Factor, actually. He says this is a far better competition. In fact, the ratings for this are bigger than X Factor already, which is pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I believe. I mean, I wouldn't obviously be that, you know, and to all of the different ratings, but apparently it had a huge rating on Saturday night, and I suppose that just goes to show that the show itself is gaining in popularity. I was trying to just think about, I suppose, even though we're, all of us that are doing it are known in different fields, we're doing something that we're not known for, so that anybody that's watching could be in the same position. You're learning something that you might want to do, but you don't know whether you can or not. And it's showing that, you know, you can get from wherever we are to being better and better, hopefully, at the dancing. And I think when you have a good teacher and somebody that is able to get across what you need to do, it gives you the opportunity.
Have you spoken to any previous guests to get a few tips off them?
Well, I was speaking to Dermot Gavin and Nicky. I did a radio interview on RT and they were talking. And then Gloria phoned me yesterday. And Gloria just said the main thing to do is to give enough time. She said that when she did it, she just didn't appreciate how much rehearsal time would be needed. And she was doing a lot of other stuff. She said, so try your best to give yourself as much time as you can to give to learning the dances. And I suppose I'm lucky this year in that I don't have really anything on other than releasing an album in October, which will take a bit of time away to do interviews and different things. I had nothing to do, really, other than do the rehearsal. Now, tomorrow we start, and we're rehearsing from 12 until 6. Now, there will be filming and different things in the middle of that, and supposed lunch, but I would say every day you'll do 4 or 5 hours from Monday to Thursday, and then Friday, when we get into it, is a studio day, and Saturday is the show day, so there's not much time, you know.
I mean, and there's no room for error because it's live, isn't it?
Well, this is it. It is live, and you know, you have to go for it. But, you know, well, I think the thing about it is, Sean, you're going to make mistakes. You know, there's no point in saying that I'm going to go out every night and I'll have everything off to the top notch. Sure, if that was the case, there'd be no point in us doing it. You know, it's like playing golf. If we were able to play with, like, the professionals, we'd all be away on the tour, you know.
Sure, you got better at that too, didn't you?
Well, that's another story.
Anyway, what about your partner, Christina? Should there a lot of people chatting about her, saying that because she has fallen romantically for a few of her partners. Now, apparently Magella's feeling safe enough.
No, she's safe enough. As the show dictates, Sean, it'll be strictly dancing. But she's a lovely girl. Now, I met her at the rehearsals for Saturday, and she's a very, very nice person. And Magella, you know, has met her, and they've been emailing or whatever, you know, messaging through the computer. So I don't think we have any worries, you know. I think she's happy enough with her partner now. And, yeah.
I mean, it's really important for her, so I imagine she's going to be, like, pretty strict.
But the other point here, never mind you having any worries. It's me would have the worries if there was any worries. So, no, I don't think she has any worries either.
And what about her, like, as being strict, Christina? Is she going to be...
I think she will be very, very strict. And I think all of them, I think, demand you to give the best. Because, you know, they are disciplined in what they're doing. They are fantastic at what they're doing. And they too are in it to win it. I mean, it's more important maybe for them than it is for us as the non-dancers. It's more important for them to be successful because this is their ongoing career, you know, that you're talking about. And I suppose for them to be on as long as they can be on in the show is absolutely essential. And so they have a lot invested in it too.
Who've you bonded with? There's a lot of stars in it. Is anybody you've particularly bonded with?
Well, I suppose myself and Peter Andre and Ewan we did the first thing for the together. We did the ident thing together for the TV show. So we were together a lot in the first couple of days, and you know, we got on great. But I have to say, all of them. I mean, there's nobody that you could say, well, I wouldn't want to be stuck with them now for a period. And sit and talk. And Jeremy Vines, a lovely man. Carl, you know, from the BBC Weather. Every one of them, they're all just lovely. I couldn't say anything against any of them. And a great fun. There's a great fun atmosphere when we're all together. Now, the sad part about it is that we'll only now meet at the weekends, probably, unless we get the chance, you know, maybe some of us will meet up. But they're all doing other things. I mean, and doing their jobs as well. So maybe it's not going to be easy for them to have time to do anything. But certainly it's a very comfortable situation to be in with everybody. And the professional dancers, even though they're the experts, they're not at all making us feel anything but, you know, that we're important and we're, you know, it's great.
What I'm looking forward to is the fact that, I mean, everybody sort of feels they know you here, obviously, and I mean, I know you, and you're a great guy, and I think a lot of younger people who watch that programme who are getting to see you for the first time are going to get to like and get to know you, and your personality will come through, obviously, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there as well, a whole new audience.
Well, I hope so. I hope I'm able to talk. Honest to God, Saturday night, I was that nervous when we were doing the show that it was recorded, you see. That's the only recorded show in the series. The rest are all live. And I was, do you know this? I didn't know what I said. I was that nervous the whole night. And it's not that we had anything great to do, but I suppose even though the camera wasn't on you much during the dance, you want to try and do it right. And I was, you know. But anyway,
Do you get to choose the outfits, by the way?
No, they just give you what you're wearing. But I suppose if you feel uncomfortable, you'd be able to stay. But, I mean, I was happy enough, sure, what I wore in the first thing was grand. And then the dance outfit was fine, too. There was a bit of sparkle on it. But, you know, sure, that's all part of it. You embrace the whole thing and go with it. That's what it is. It's all glitter, glamour, and spray tans. So we'll have to get it all doing.
Are you dreaming about it?
Am I dreaming about it? Mm. One night I think I did, I was doing steps and dreams, and I can't remember whether they were good or bad. But I didn't dream, I didn't dream yet. The dream that I'm looking forward to is the one when about the 22nd or 23rd of December, when I land in Carrickfinn on the plane, and me with a glitter ball.
I could see that happening.
Oh, God save us.
I can see it happening. So, have you had any lessons from anybody else before?
No, I didn't have any lessons at all. All I have is what I take with me from the Kayleys and the dancing at all the different dances at home. But it's very different, you know, the discipline already, holding your shoulders and holding your arms out and moving your hips. I think I need to get the 3-in-1 oil for the hips to go right. I don't know. I'm not great with moving the hips that way that they do it in the Latin, but it all remains to be seen now.
Well, let me just mention a few people. Maurice and Margaret in Burn Dennett, best wishes to Daniel.
Of course.
Because you do us proud and no bother to you. And Kathleen and all the family, very proud of you. Keep going strong.
Good.
And good luck, Daniel. You're a brilliant dancer anyway. It's so unfair that we can't vote. There's a few people saying that. You'll have to get coaches over to the North.
Oh, God. Well, I suppose all of everybody in the North that knows us would vote, sure to be great. And I know that Ireland watched the show, but maybe it would be unfair for one person from Ireland to be on everybody voting for them. I don't know. Maybe not. Sure to be great if they could, but they can't, and that's the reality of it.
Yeah. The McCarry family from Carrigart and Fannad, we're all behind you all the way. Good luck, Daniel.
Sure, everybody has somebody in England too, so they can vote for them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And there's so many Irish, as you know, over there, people with Irish connections. Anyway, you don't have to be Irish. I used to tell you, I used to go around the markets in Stoke-on-Trent. You know the markets and people would be selling the CDs and tapes.
Yeah.
And then the next stand would be selling clothes and all this. And they used to have you blaring out on all these speakers.
Actually, I have a great crowd over here that's followed me through the years, you know. So, and they're absolutely thrilled. I mean, they're excited about the whole prospect of Strictly. So hopefully they'll keep me in for a while until I get the steps right, at least.
Yeah. Now, can you vote on the internet, do you know?
God, I suppose you can vote on the internet. I'm not sure. You would need to find that out. I'm not great about the internet, you know, but sure, there's a way that you can do everything on the internet. So maybe if somebody researches it, there's a way you can do that.
We'll check that one out. And Helen and Mary Doherty and Desert Agni wish Daniel, and don't forget your hand reels and all those special movements from Kayleigh dancing. She mentioned
I know.
Well, listen, best of luck. We'll be catching up with you.
You never know, I might get the donkey and someone.
Shoe the donkey, Sister Fanny, and I'll be pleased. Right, we'll keep up to date, and good luck. We'll look forward to it.
Thanks very much, Sean, and thanks to everybody at home, too. And Joey had his birthday on Saturday, so happy birthday, Joey, my nephew. And hello to me, darling, as well.
And Moya Rua. We'll give you the theme tune. Take care, Daniel.
Good luck, Sean. Bye. Thank you.